Welcome to Holistic Matters, the podcast that's designed to help you become the you that nature intended. We're recording live at the Florida Chiropractic Association annual meeting in Orlando, Florida. It's a great place to be because we have a chance to meet thought leaders, key influencers, key clinicians, talk to leading innovators of technology, all about advancing chiropractic. And we're lucky to have that same kind of a practitioner who's advancing chiropractic, Sherry McAllister, who is the Executive Vice President of the Foundation for Chiropractic Progress and a practicing chiropractor in San Jose, California. Dr. McAllister, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's a delight to be here with you today.
Right. So tell us a little bit first about the foundation. What's the objective of the foundation? When did you found it?
Foundation was actually started in 2003 with a primary purpose to share the benefits of chiropractic nationwide. And through the 3 years that I've been with it, we have grown almost threefold. So it's moving both the top-down marketing programs, whether it be in national billboards or in airline magazines, to the community, bringing the chiropractor as the expert into the community and just being able to share the mission, the benefits of what chiropractic can do, because so many are either in pain or they don't know what we do.
Right. You know, there are a couple of interesting news items that I saw just really in the last 2 weeks even. The Center for Disease Control recently came out with top seven treatment modalities that consumer patients are seeking out, particularly for pain management and in particular with the opioid crisis and the alternative they may have. And of that top seven, chiropractic was included in one of those. So there's a good interest by patients looking for solutions because they can't find them by traditional programs. But are you seeing those same trends across the population?
Absolutely. It's exciting to watch the numbers because part of what's going on is our Find a Doctor link that goes national is getting 3,000 to 4,000 hits in a month.
Wow.
Because we've got billboards across the nation. They're reaching out for a safer solution. They're reaching out because they see our ads. They understand that their friends are going to a chiropractor. They may or may not know exactly what we do. And it really is incredibly important that each of us don't assume that there's friends that know what we do. And we had just recently come back from teaching nurse practitioners at Johns Hopkins.
Oh, great.
And they're fabulous. And they're really wanting to know more about what chiropractors do. But most important, when do I refer?
Right.
How should I make that connection between what we're doing? And when you see an Ivy League school that's looking to engage in
right.
non-pharmacological options, it's a fantastic moment for the entire profession.
Right. Yeah, that's really exciting. One of the advantages of chiropractic is it really is holistic in nature. It's kind of like that centerpiece that combines lifestyle with really very effective treatment modalities, nutrition and other treatment modalities that help create that holistic approach. More and more consumers want that, and we just need to find a way to get traditional healthcare providers more aware and engage with the chiropractic community.
So true. In fact, if you haven't already read the ADAMS study that was in Spine in 2017, December, and it showcased the prevalence and patterns of why consumers are actually using chiropractic,
right.
It's really magnificent because if we put that in our office and someone who's sitting there is thinking that all we do is treat the spine, and then all of a sudden someone's saying it helped me with sleeping, it helped me relax,
right.
I was a better athlete because of it, then we're starting to branch into areas and help our patients be more active, better activities of daily living, and really talk about what we do. It's an incredible moment for
yes.
educating.
That's fantastic. Now, the other insight that I was describing earlier that we saw in the last couple of weeks is a student organization in one of the chiropractic colleges on the West Coast decided to do kind of like that, you know, the Jay Leno, Jimmy Kimmel kind of roving interview. And so they went to University of California, Berkeley campus, and they thought, hey, there's some highly intelligent people walking around this campus. Let's ask them if they know about chiropractic. And so one of the things they found out is probably a good 50% of the people they just, you know, would randomly choose from the middle of campus, they'd ask them, do you know about chiropractic? they didn't know, or they had some kind of vague description. So how do we overcome that, especially with a younger generation who I would have expected to be much more aware of chiropractic?
And that's step one. If we were to treat this as a three-step process, first you've got to love the students for actually asking questions that are painful to ask, because sometimes you just don't want to hear the answer.
Right.
And you know, good attorneys would always say, never ask a question you don't know the answer to.
Right.
So they did something that was really monumentous in just being vulnerable.
Right.
So number one, we do have to be vulnerable. We have to ask questions. And it's okay to ask your patient when they're on the table. Right. Ask them if they know, do you know I treat ankles? I'm just curious if you knew that.
Right.
And the second then is to utilize quality materials.
Right.
You can't go into the public with a scribbled piece of paper and maybe a 70-time pre-Xeroxed exercise program that you used in 1983.
Yeah.
It doesn't look good on you, and it doesn't look good on the profession. So that's why the Foundation for Chiropractic Progress is really trying to make important research available to the consumer.
Right.
And you have to be, as a chiropractor, excited when something like that comes out. I was just talking to Christine Gertz, and she's very excited about the research that's being done. And, you know, if you can't get excited about showcasing new opportunities to present chiropractic to your patients,
right,
I'm not sure what really will make you excited. And then I think the third part is be aware and active.
Yeah.
It does no good if you don't have your own call to action. What does it mean to go down the street, shake hands with your medical practitioner? Because they honestly, they're vulnerable too. And they don't want to write a prescription for opiates. They don't want their patient to be sick or addicted or have adverse side effects. They want a non-pharmacological option. So if you follow those three steps, I think we as a profession will rise above a lot of the things that have created a real microcosm of sadness in our communities.
Yeah. Now, one of the things the foundation does that we've seen is sponsor and host webinars, and those are highly informative. When I've joined some of those webinars, you get a huge number of people that join, 300 or 400 people, you know, in the middle of the day that are listening. Are those designed primarily for practitioners, or are they also relevant to patients?
Delightful to hear you say that, because they are absolutely meant for the doctor. We have what's called Pump Up Your Progress, and it's sharpening your saw. We get into practice, and sometimes we don't have all the time in the world to read the next latest journal article, and then someone comes along and goes, hey, here's the article, puts it in a webinar, and then all of a sudden that night you're like, you know what, I was going to read that, and now they lay it out to you wonderfully, and it's just about making sure you're excited and passionate about treating your patients, because in the end, it's all about the patient. Once you lose sight that it's a patient-centric opportunity for you to gain education and make sure they're getting the very best. But we also have, for your office, your chiropractic assistant, we have another program for webinars, and it's actually a program that helps them become better CAs or better office staff. It's teaching them some of the words that maybe they never got taught, or being able to engage with the patient to actually ask some questions that may be a little difficult, or even relay it to the doctor so they can see the red flags that are coming in before they actually talk to the patient.
So these are really important tools. You're describing to a certain extent patient education, and then also integrating into the community as a professional healthcare provider. And at the end of the day, not only does it help both peers and patients better understand and appreciate the benefits of chiropractic, but people will know it, and it'll be kind of a word of mouth and peer-to-peer and friends and family that kind of help advocate better healthcare.
Absolutely. I like to think of it as a trifecta approach.
Yeah.
Patient is number one. Community healthcare leaders, third-party payers, insurance companies, they got to see what we do and see the benefits of what we do, cost of savings, return on investment.
Right.
And then last but certainly not least is the ability to nationally market, because you're not going to hit all the people all the time. But if we do a top-down approach and we be able to be in Prevention Magazine, we talk in Forbes, and then we highlight this in a billboard or a train wrap or in-flight magazines, it's a win-win-win for everyone.
Awesome. So what can our practitioners do to help take advantage of and support the foundation?
One piece is to first find us on f4cp.org. Once you find us there, you'll be able to see what makes your practice appropriate in the levels to which you want your marketing. But I got to say, even at our highest level, which is a gold, which we want everybody to strive for gold, is $100 a month. But I will tell you, having seen a lot of marketing programs, this is going to be equitable to a $400 or $500 bonus for you, because we've got many of the schools, if not almost all of them, supporting us. So quality of material is fabulous. And then you get public service announcements, posters, infographics, being able to have those materials available, and then webinars, podcasts. But what about if I want to go into the community? Doctor, do you have a PowerPoint ready to go that's quality and research-based? I want them to go online and actually see that going for the gold can make a huge impact. And going for the gold is something we just introduced here at the conference.
So tell us a little bit about that program.
So excited, because we just did an announcement at the National about the first epic historic moment of having chiropractic in a place where 204 million people will see it.
Wow.
Not one time, but five times. We're going to have one 30-second commercial that will air in the Tokyo Summer Olympics next year to celebrate 125 years of chiropractic excellence.
Fantastic.
It gives me chills, and I hope that those that are in practice that have been in there 30, 40 years, I had a fellow at the booth today who said, Dr. McAllister, I waited 38 years for this moment.
Right.
I feel like I personally, as a chiropractor, are going to the Olympics just to have us portrayed there. And I thought, you know, if everybody could get that excited about it, then this profession will rock this future.
Right. And there's so many advantages to chiropractic, and part of it, as you've been describing it, is just to increase the awareness. Hey, there's this skill set in healthcare that I can take advantage of as I watch this and think, wow. And what better population than fans of the Olympic movement?
The Olympic movement is, it touches your heart.
Yeah.
I mean, you break a tear because you see the athletes, their whole life has been spent for that moment.
Right.
But honestly, whose life in chiropractic hasn't been spent to see that moment with 204 million people watching?
Yeah. Fantastic, yeah. So, you know, one of the other things that's impressive and fantastic to be able to sit and talk to you about is women in chiropractic. And so you're a female leader in the profession of chiropractic, which is fantastic. But yet, women in chiropractic still represent a small percentage. What can we do to encourage more women to get into practice, into chiropractic?
Women have essentially four phases that they're going through in their life, and they dig deep into where they are. They're maybe leaning. They're feeling a little bit unsure.
Yeah.
And maybe they're needing a lift. So they've gone from leaning to lifting.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a moment where they can begin the leadership role.
Right.
And I think when you see as a female chiropractor, and there are some areas where we grow as females with family life and obligations, that we want every woman to feel successful, and we can do that by supporting each other and really being able to talk about the issues that have come up. And I just did a LinkedIn article for patients. Mm-hmm. If you want to go to my LinkedIn, I'm very easy to find. But women do have an opportunity to not only minimize their, a lot of times they'll minimize their symptoms because they don't know as patients how to confront it, but that sometimes goes into practice too. How you do small things is how you do big things. And so we want our women to feel empowered and engaged and passionate about what they're doing, and then face the obstacles that may not be easy for them to address.
Right.
And I think just holding hands as a community and supporting and having fantastic men that have equal opportunity to help women practice,
right.
And we'll build that. We'll build the ratio of gender for females, and I think we'll be extraordinarily successful.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much for being a female role model for the profession and
in
your community. So it's fantastic to see that happen. But tell us a little bit about your journey into chiropractic. How did you decide to become a chiropractic physician?
I would say now looking back that I had a fortunate experience. And at the time, it was clearly not. But I had a car accident. And I was studying for cellular molecular microbial biology. So I was by no means looking to go into chiropractic. I don't even know what a chiropractor was. And because I was doing research for the institute that was helping children for genetic markers, my head was down in a microscope for a long time during the days. Yeah. And after the car accident, I would just get really bad headaches. And when I went to the primary care physician, unfortunately, it became a story of here's a new pill, and then here's the physical therapist. And I really wanted to improve quickly. Right. So if you knew me, you'd know that if you said 20, I'll do 80. So right. Whatever you told me to do, I will do it.
Right.
Unfortunately, I did everything, and I was more frustrated and starting to go down the path of depression. Am I going to be like this for the rest of my life?
Yeah.
And thankfully, during one of my classes, one of my friends slipped a card to me, and it was a chiropractor. And I rolled my eyes, and I said, if chiropractic was going to work, I would have already been referred. That was my concept.
Right.
If this worked, someone would have told me. And he said, look, you've done everything, so what do you have to lose? And I thought, you know, logistically, I'm a researcher. You're right. I got nothing to lose. Right. Let's try it out. And it was an amazing experience for me, and I'm very grateful that I had that. It was the first night out of 6 months I did not have a headache.
Wow.
And as a researcher mind, I was thinking that would have been a big fluke. But then as I went back, there was things that I didn't want to even talk about.
Yeah.
They were just naggy things, and it would be gone.
Yeah.
So it changed my life. It changed my experience and, obviously, my activities of daily living. I could do what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it. And I thought, you know, there's something really special about this that I want to be involved in.
Right. Well, what a great testament to chiropractic and to your advocacy as part of the foundation. It's all clearly linked. So, thanks very much for that. So this is a Holistic Matters podcast. We're recording live from the FCA, Florida Chiropractic Association, meeting with Dr. Sherry McAllister, who's the Executive Vice President of the Foundation for Chiropractic Progress. Dr. McAllister, thanks very much for all you do. Thanks for your leadership. Thanks for being a woman in healthcare, on top of all those things, and being a great practitioner in general, and for leading the cause. And we'll look for the TV placements on chiropractic at this coming summer's Olympic Games. Fantastic news. So thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks.
All right.
This podcast features the song New Day by Lee Rosevere, licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution License. If you liked this podcast, please share with your friends and family, and don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. We'll see you next time on Holistic Matters, where we are talking about how to be the you nature intended.